Man with a Squirrel by Nicholas Kilmer. For Julia, whom I dearly love. Chapter 1. There's a man coming into my library who scares me, Molly said. They were watching wasps gutting a pear one of the kids had dropped in the dust under Molly's big maple in the backyard, during a hot evening with the shadows lying horizontal and cicadas somewhere in the wilderness of Arlington, Massachusetts, grinding their warning. There won't be much more of this, folks. Fred shifted carefully in his aluminum folding chair. He'd broken one already this fall. They're too flimsy, Fred said. You're too large, Molly said. Scares you how? Fred asked her. He was paying attention to the wasps. If they were ants, you'd say it was industry. But the wasps were having fun doing what they were doing. They treated the pear as if it were an elephant they had killed. It's the books he wants to read, Molly said. And even without that, he's the kind of person that, if he's in the elevator when the doors open, you take the stairs. If you're in it when he gets on, you suddenly want to get off. Molly was drinking cheap red wine, and the wasps were interested in that, too, so she had to keep an eye on her glass and shoo them away. She was pink and pretty, with short brown curls that caught the glancing evening light. Molly Riley did not look like the mother of two children, a 12-year-old boy, Sam, and his younger sister, Terry. Molly was still wearing her work clothes, a blue linen dress today. "He really scares you," Fred said. Molly stood up, threw her face into a goonish, vacant stare, and gulped, almost slavered, while she...